Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Today, we're tracking six robotics and physical AI stories where the common thread is deployment. Choices that look great in the lab, but face a different bar on the factory floor or in humanoid field use.
First up, AWS's new robot RL workflow on SageMaker AI makes an explicit trade-off: HyperPod for persistent, fault-tolerant multi-node training, or a simpler SageMaker training job for smaller runs. That framing forces teams to decide upfront what deployable training really means.
HyperPod is the right call when you need long-lived simulator farms, robust checkpointing, and resilience across nodes. Think research to production RL, where interruptions are costly, but it brings higher ops overhead and cost.
Conversely, SageMaker training jobs are quicker to spin up, cheaper for short experiments, and simpler for teams without distributed ops. The downside, less persistence and more brittle multi-run reproducibility when you scale.
Sharpa's Wave tactile hands landing in Unitree's H2 Plus on NVIDIA Isaac GR00T tightens the dev-to-deploy path. Embedding tactile sensing into a reference humanoid accelerates real-world trials. That's a big step toward deployment-ready dexterity.
It's exciting, yes, but tactile hardware only pays off when control loops, power delivery, and ruggedization are sorted. Field deployment will reveal wear, latency, and the corner cases that labs don't stress.
Mesoware's $1.5 million pre-seed and its plug-and-play robotics platform is another deployment bet aimed to make AI-powered arms and cells easier to install on the factory floor. Venture backing shows momentum.
The tougher test for Mesoware is surviving messy realities. Legacy PLCs, vendor-specific safety chains, operation training, and the unglamorous work of tuning perception for real parts and lighting.
On the security front, AI-enabled threats are now outpacing patch cycles, so detection and containment become deployment requirements for humanoids, autonomy stacks, and industrial robots.
Google's four-pronged recommendations, runtime monitoring, network segmentation, attestation, and fast incident workflows, highlight that security isn't optional. Operators need integrated detection and rollback, not bolt-ons.
DeepMind's three-month robotics accelerator gives European startups access to Gemini robotics models and DeepMind expertise, which can accelerate capability development and prototype sophistication.
Yet access to models and compute doesn't automatically translate to deployable systems. Operators and investors will ask for validation data, deterministic safety cases, and real environment benchmarks before writing big checks.
Festo's Gripper AI promises template-free handling of mixed, randomly positioned products, a path toward fewer changeovers and more flexible lines if perception and control meet cycle time targets.
Integration is the deciding factor. End-of-arm tooling, controller interfaces, perception latency, and lifecycle calibration determine whether that promise reduces downtime or just adds a new failure mode.
A quick synthesis across compute choices, tactile hardware, platform, security, accelerators, and grippers, the industry is moving from demos to operational requirements. Deployment constraints are shaping product design.
Operational reality favors vendors who design for integration, maintenance, and security from day one. Those are the companies most likely to convert pilots into repeatable rollouts.
For teams in the field, lean on fault-tolerant training only when you can staff and budget distributed ops, demand interoperability tests, and bake security and rollback into your deployment plan.
Final thought? Deployment will decide the winners. The technologies that reduce ops friction, guarantee safety, and make systems maintainable at scale will outcompete point solutions. Thanks for listening.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.